I'm in the post office square in Brisbane, and there's little tents all over the whole square, and there's a couple of young blokes sitting on the stairs here having breakfast. They are part of Occupy Brisbane. There are similar Occupy capital cities all over the Western world at the moment, and they are protesting about the disparity in income between the very, very, very richest people of society and all the rest of us, who are they're calling the 99%. Would you like to say something about this disparity in income and what you think about it?
Sure, thank you. I guess at Occupy Brisbane here, we're protesting that the wealth is concentrated in so few people, and that the rest of us are then disempowered by the fact that we are not those that control the wealth, and this works at a local scale, you know, so in our workplaces and whatever, we are disempowered there, but on a global scale where so many people are so impoverished while it's so few people control all the wealth, the power dynamics there are definitely out of whack.
Yeah. I know that when I was younger, I experienced being financially better off, and I think that the disparity, the global disparity in incomes, is actually, I experience it affecting all of us. How do you experience the wealth disparity affecting you directly in your own personal life?
Well, I actually have just become homeless because I'm a squatter, and I was just evicted from a squat. And I guess the cost of living in our society is so high that if you decide to do things other than work full-time and earn a lot of money, it's very difficult even to find somewhere to live. When rent is so high, just surviving requires earning quite a lot of money. And so for people who want to do other things that they find fulfilling that don't earn money, it's so difficult to find to be able to afford to live, and so people's lives are consumed by their work, and I think that people are unfulfilled because just cost of living requires that we live for our work virtually.
We in the Upper Kedron Brook Valley are lucky that we don't have a very big difference between the wealthiest in our valley community and the poorest in our community. Would you like to reflect on the benefits of living in a society that doesn't have widely disparate ranges of wealth? What a more equal society is like?
Well, I suppose it's hard to reflect on. It's not often that we see that. It's not a reality in many places in the world. But I think that a world where wealth is shared rather than concentrated by a powerful few is a much fairer world and a more just world, and I think that we would probably see less crime. We would probably see people more satisfied with their lives, you know, less depression, because there wouldn't be a need to continually work more, and we wouldn't have that kind of desire to gain more. And I think it'd probably be more environmentally sustainable, because we would be a bit more happy with what we got, and we would learn to live in harmony with the environment.
Do you see particular problems with extreme wealth residing in the hands of a few people?
I see problems with extreme wealth. I think the reality of an earth with only a finite amount of resources means that we can't all be super rich. You know, if everybody's going to have enough to live on, we need to realize that we're going to have to control like the means that we use to live if everybody's going to have enough. But certainly if extreme wealth concentrated in a few just creates problems of powerful people dictating the way the rest of us live, and most of us don't have the freedom to do the things that we want, because the way wealth is controlled and the way property is controlled, we are bound to work for money and to make those sacrifices just to fit into the system.
What about extreme poverty? Do you see many examples of extreme poverty in Brisbane, and what do you think the problems of extreme poverty are?
Well, I think it's not too hard to see extreme poverty in Brisbane, especially if you go to suburbs like Logan and Inala, where it's very much a reality. Extreme poverty.
Just here alone.
Yeah, and on the streets of Brisbane as well, you can see homeless people, and it's very real. You know, we kind of think, when we think extreme poverty, we think like third world, but poverty is always relative, and there's a lot of people in Brisbane that just do not have enough to live. You know, kids that are going hungry, people that can't afford food and those things because they're struggling just to pay the rent. People with mental health problems, and there's not support for that. Like, that's real, especially in places like Logan and Inala. It's just so present everywhere, and there's definitely, I mean, there's enough homeless people in Brisbane as well to see that.
Well, it's very interesting that these movements are happening. They're happening worldwide, and they're really an outgrowth of the big differences in incomes that have emerged since the Thatcher and Reagan era, apparently. We will just see where this all goes, and best of luck, guys.
Thanks
for your interview.
Thanks, ma'am.